Despite controversial policies during his tenure as mayor and criminal charges leading to his resignation, ex-mayor of Virgin, Utah, Jay Lee is back in public office. As mayor, Lee made headlines passing an ordinance requiring each homeowner in Virgin to possess a firearm, adopting a resolution against the United Nations in the community, and charging residents $25 to speak at town council meetings. His divisive term ended abruptly in 2003 as he resigned after being accused of approving over $18,000 in unearned pay to former town clerk Stacey Higby. Lee pleaded no contest to attempted misuse of public funds and guilty to the Class A misdemeanor of witness tampering. Incumbent mayor and council member of 11 years, Bruce Densley, says he has never seen Lee act with intent to defraud a person.
As far as I am concerned, Jay's mistake, if there was a mistake, was he trusted the town clerk too much. And as a result, he was caught up in things that and the situation that probably he would have done different otherwise. But I found him to be extremely honest and trustworthy. He's the kind of person I would trust with a blank check.
Lee was sentenced to 1 year in jail, but the sentence was stayed and he was ordered to complete 36 months probation instead. Many people in the town claim the judge in Lee's trial ordered Lee not to run for office again and are perplexed by his re-election. Lee reportedly told media he had his record expunged, leaving no trace of the incident. Lee came in first place in the election for town council seats earlier this month with 103 votes. Again, Bruce Densley.
I think this shows that the people recognize Jay for the person that he is and the value that he offers to our community. He's a real asset, in my opinion.
Lee is one of only two elected town council members in Virgin. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.